This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Honey, welcome back in, everybody. 8:40 on this Wednesday morning. Longshore and McKnight and joining us now on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline is the athletic director at Troy University, Jeremy McClain. Hello, Jeremy. How are you this morning?
Morning, man. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
You come in at a really good time in our conversation because we were talking in the previous segment, Jeremy, about fan experience at games, because now college football programs are not only competing with other games and other venues to attract the fans, but also we find ourselves competing with, you know, 65-inch TVs and, you know, games all over the place. Do you think that's a valid point, what we've been talking about?
Well, I think it is, and we were actually having this conversation earlier this morning. The truth of the matter is people get up on Saturday morning or at some point during the week, they make a decision on what they're going to do on Saturday, whether it's be in a stadium somewhere, sit in front of the TV and watch 8 or 10 games, go out in the yard and do yard work. Let's hope that's not an option. But they make decisions about where they're going to spend their time and where they're going to spend their money. And so it's all a competition for what we would call the entertainment dollar in a lot of ways. Now, I think your diehard fans, your core fans who are season ticket holders and are always there, are always going to be there. They're going to make every effort to be there. It's the fan that has to make those decisions, the one we're talking about, that we're really trying to attract. And we're trying to make sure that not only our hardcore fans, but the casual fan, who maybe it's their first or second time coming to our stadium, that their experience is one that they go home and they tell other people they can't wait to come back and experience it again. So that's where we're trying to get to. And it's because of what you're talking about. It's because they have to make a decision on where they're going to spend their time and money, and we want it to be here in Troy inside our stadium.
And it is, you know, I remember when the Biscuits came to Montgomery, Jeremy, you know, they talked about, obviously the game on the field is extremely important, but you got to have other things at the game as well, whether it's concessions or just the overall positive fan experience. And that's, I'm sure, is a lot of what Troy builds around their games and their fan experiences.
Well, we definitely try to do that. I think, obviously, the product on the field, we all know and have been around this long enough to know that needs to be really good, or the rest of it's not going to matter. And so priority number one is just to make sure that we're doing the right things from a program perspective, that we can put a quality team that our folks can be proud of on the field. But second, you're right. I think that people expect, and we've come to expect it to be a complete experience, the whole day to be one that we can show up on campus and enjoy ourselves, and that we're entertained. As a fan, you're entertained when you get in the stadium or even before. And I think too, Troy, we've got a unique opportunity here where, our stadium holds about 30,000 people, and our last game we set a new attendance record north of 29,000. We'll have another great crowd this weekend. But what we're able to do, I think is, it's a little different than the stadiums that seat 100,000, where you're having to fight some things there that you don't necessarily have to fight at Troy. You can get close to the stadium. You can tailgate close to the stadium. You can have a family experience there that's one where you're not, you can afford to bring your 4 or 5 person family to the games. And so we've got a unique niche here that we really are trying to capitalize on, that we feel like it's a very, very positive experience.
Jeremy McClain is with us, Director of Athletics at Troy University. We had a caller off the air just a moment ago, wanted me to ask you about future home schedules at Troy, because obviously quality of opponent is a deal as well. I remember for many, many programs, the most difficult aspect of running a football program is trying to find trying to flesh out your future schedule. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, it is. There's no doubt about it. I think, and it's a balancing act too. You're trying to secure the best opponents you can, especially at home, and you're trying to create a schedule that that lines up with all your priorities, that you can be successful. So for us, in 2018, what we're always going to try to do from a home perspective is play our conference schedule, we're going to play one FCS school, and like we did Alabama State this year. And then we're going to try to play a quality opponent that people can get excited about. Next year, it's Boise State. They'll come and open the season here for us in Troy, and our new stadium expansion will be finished. So that's going to be an exciting time. In 2019, Southern Miss comes to Troy. In 2020, North Carolina State comes to Troy. So we've got some what I would call, you know, marquee type games, games that people can get interested in from a non-conference schedule, and we're going to continue to try to do that. We just secured a home and home with Mississippi State a little bit out. We've got a couple other things that I can't announce yet that they're going to be games that people are really interested in that mm-hmm. you know, I think get them excited about coming to the stadium and watching the opponent. And so that is a big piece of it. And we definitely, you know, our objective is non-conference wise is to try to create a matchup there that people can get excited and interested in.
Jeremy, with the Auburn game being out of state this weekend, the Alabama game being out of state this weekend, again, for the casual fans listening right now who want to take in a college football game and a high level and a high experience, it's a unique confluence of a lot of different things taking place for that Troy-Akron game Saturday night at 5 o'clock. What's in store for the fans?
Yeah, so let me start with this. So interesting, we talk about opponents. Akron, there's an interesting backstory there, if you will, I guess, with mm-hmm. with Terry Bowden and his ties to the state of Alabama with Stanford and Auburn. So I think that's unique, and his opportunity to come back here to Alabama and play. And a lot of guys from this area, they've recruited, obviously, a lot of coaches on that staff from this area. So that's kind of an interesting backstory there. But this is going to be Military Appreciation Day for us, and that's kind of at least one of the bigger focuses of the day. And we're going to have an opportunity. We got a couple of things happening before the game that we haven't been able to do before, and I'm excited about. At least we haven't done in a while. We're going to have a flyover right before the game. Two F-16s are going to do a flyover for us. We're going to have an American flag on the field that's going to cover the entire field. You've seen that many places. We're going to have our military actually holding that flag. And so it's always a special day here at Troy for military appreciation because our strong ties to the military, and it's really important to us, and it's a great opportunity for us to honor our military. And so that's a big piece of the day for us, experience and environment-wise. It's also high school band day for us. We'll have north of 1,000 high school band members here participating with our phenomenal Sound of the South. And so that'll be a big piece of the puzzle for us. It's also preview day. We'll have people from you know, prospective students from all over this region here on campus taking Troy in and hopefully becoming Trojans down the road. And another important thing for us is it's extra yard for teacher promotion, which is something that's happening around college football. And it's a way to honor our educators. And that's going to be a big part of our day, too. And we'll get a chance to honor several teachers during the game. So we're excited about that. So there's a lot going on. This is the place to be on Saturday, I'll tell you. I would encourage people to bring their families, have a good time. If you haven't been before, it's a great opportunity to do it for the first time. Again, I think we're trying to create an experience where people want to come back, and I think that's what we'll find. So I would encourage people, if you haven't had a chance to come see us, do it this weekend, and you will have an experience that you'll remember.
John Longshore, I know also this weekend they're going to commemorate something that's been near and dear to your heart for a long, long time. It's Special Olympics Day at the Vet as well. All Special Olympics athletes are going to be invited to come on and cheer, and, of course, recognizing those athletes from Special Olympics during the game. That's another thing going on as well that always is a real source of pride for you and for Troy University.
Well, I'm very excited about that, as I know you both are as well. Well, speaking to some representatives from Special Olympics earlier this week, there's a large contingent coming down, and they could not stop talking about how Troy has rolled out the red carpet in terms of planning their day, pregame, during the game, after the game as well, and have really accommodated our Special Olympians, and they could not be happier and are very excited about their trip down to Troy this Saturday.
Well, we're thrilled to host them. That's going to be a big part of our day, and we've had a long-standing relationship there with Special Olympics, and it's been great for us here at the university and hosting several events for them over the course of the years. And so we're excited to have them a part of the day on Saturday for sure.
Well, I will tell you, and I know she's probably listening as we speak, but Jane Cameron, who is probably the biggest Troy fan that we know, will be there. And Jane is having a hip replacement in about 2 weeks. Right. And so I know we're all wishing her very well. And she is, I guess, excited and a little nervous about the procedure, but she's going to be fantastic, and we're certainly excited and thinking about her, and I know she's looking forward to being down there this Saturday.
Well, I know she's probably listening, and I want to make sure she knows that I'll let Coach Brown know that she's going to be here too, because he always enjoys it. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a big fan of Jane Cameron himself. One of the many things that we've gotten, that I've gotten positive feedback about, not just the game day experience at Troy, particularly the Alabama State game where there was a record crowd, but also the ease and streamlined aspect of being able to buy tickets to games these days. It's a whole lot simpler and a whole lot more timely than it has ever been. Give us an idea about ticket sales for this one, how fans can pick up their tickets to go watch Troy Akron Saturday night, Jeremy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it, Barry. I think we've made great strides in our opportunities for people to get their hands on tickets. One of the easiest ways is to just go online at troytrojans.com and go to our ticket page there and go through that process, and that's been really improved for us, and I think that's an easy way to do it. Obviously, pick those up at will call. People can also call the ticket office at 334-670-3681. We also, something new we've been doing as our crowds have begun to expand, which is a good problem to have, but we've included some sites on game day throughout campus, and we'll have signage up for those areas where you can actually go buy your tickets a couple hours before the game where you don't have to. You can get in line and get into the game and not worry about trying to pick those up at the box office late. And so those are the opportunities for us. And from a ticket standpoint, we encourage people to buy them early, to get here, like I said, to the campus early, enjoy the day, get in your seat because it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We're going to start military appreciation activities, 30 minutes prior to kick. And so I encourage everybody to get in there early. So you want to make sure you don't miss any of that.
Yeah, that F-16 fighter jet flyover, you want to be in your seat when that happens, to be sure. And Trojan Walk begins at 2:45 and will not only include Troy players and coaches, but a representative from each branch of the military for Military Appreciation Day, Troy versus Akron. It's a great preview from the Troy Athletics Director, Jeremy McLean. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Oh, always thrilled to talk to you guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Jeremy.